here's our host, Akasha Shabakan.
Do not let them draft your babies into the military. Come on, what are we fighting wars for? Somebody please come to me and tell me why we are in Afghanistan, why we are in Iraq, why did we attack Iraq in the first place? Come on, somebody got to straighten this out and explain this to me. We've been in Afghanistan now for how many years? 10 years? 11 years? It's a little bit long, don't you think? I'm getting kind of sick of it. And I'm going to tell you about why would anybody let their babies go fight a war? Come on, people! Look around you! What has happened to us as a society? We send our babies off to fight a war halfway around the globe, a place that we know nothing about. We don't know why we're in there fighting in the first place. We don't know why we're still there after 11 years, but we're still sending our babies over there. Come on, mothers. Mothers, fathers, these are your babies. And I mean this literally. How many 18, 19, 20-year-old children are losing their lives or losing their limbs in this crazy war? This is insane, people. And this is what old Akasha is trying to get across now, because I think I can have a positive effect on how the people of this planet actually evolve. I can have an impact. You can have an impact. I mean, what are they going to do if they say, well, we're going to draft your babies, and everybody stands up to them and says, no, you're not drafting our babies? What are they going to do? I mean, it's one thing if we're under attack, but it's a whole nother thing if we're just fighting for the hell of it. Come on, it doesn't do that much for our economy. Look at our stinking economy. Do you think that war is helping it? Come on. Let's get real. So what do? Do we keep sending our babies over there to get killed or maimed, crippled, or messed up in the head? I mean, come on. They come home with post-traumatic stress syndrome and they can't hardly function anymore. Why do we keep sending our children to war? I mean, I'm harping on this, and I'm going to continue harping on this because it just pisses me off. It just pisses me off. I'll tell you why it pisses me off. It's because a few years ago, I used to volunteer to do some massage work before I retired. Before I retired, I used to go do some massage work at the Winter Sports Clinic for disabled veterans, and they held this in Aspen, Colorado, and I used to go out there and volunteer. It was a week-long event, and me and four or five, I don't know, sometimes there was seven or eight of us, maybe nine of us, that volunteered to go there and do massages for these disabled veterans, because, I mean, they're going out, and they're going through some pretty rigorous exercises here, and you know, these people don't get a lot of exercise in most cases. So when they're out there going down the slopes and stuff, they're really taxing their bodies, and we were there to give them a little relief from that strain that they put on their bodies. And even if they didn't get the strain on their bodies, if they just wanted a relaxing massage, that was okay too. We didn't put any stipulations on it like you have to go out and do some athletic event. We were just there to help those disabled veterans that wanted to experience a massage. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Most of the people that came to us and gave massages to, they were definitely disabled. I mean, probably 50 to 60% of them were had some limbs missing or had were paralyzed as a result of being in combat, or hey, you name it. I mean, I've seen people with their legs blown off, their arms blown off, their faces blown off, and I'm going, what the hell are we doing? What are we doing to our babies? I mean it. I want everybody in this world to think about that. What are we doing to our babies? And why are we doing it to our babies? Doesn't make any sense to Akasha. It does not make any sense. So, anyways, I gotta tell you, after a number of years of doing this volunteer work in Aspen, what I experienced and what a number of the massage therapists that attended this thing experienced is it was traumatic for us. It was, folks. I mean, you know, after working on these people and giving them love and attention, and it just got to us. Sometimes we would just break down while we were there working. I've seen massage therapists that were there that through the week, sometimes just dealing with what we were dealing with physically, I've seen massage therapists just break down in tears and emotional breakdowns. And, you know, it takes a while to come out of that. It's not something that you come out of, bam, in just an instant. It takes some time for somebody to get over that emotional strain that they're experiencing, that emotional breakdown. And later on, after I had done several years of this volunteer work, 1 year, one week before I was to leave to go to Colorado to that winter sports clinic, I was sitting watching a show, I believe it was on 60 Minutes, and they were talking about the great work they were doing in Texas at one of the VA hospitals and stuff. And I started watching this program, and I started seeing all these young people coming in there, arms missing, legs missing, part of their heads missing, their parts of their faces missing. I'm not kidding you. This is the honest to God truth. I was sitting there watching this program, knowing that I was going to be in Colorado the following week working on some of these very same people, some of these very same traumatic injuries. And emotionally, I broke down. Right there on the spot, watching that crazy TV show, and I broke down. I was sobbing, because I knew next week I was going to be there with those same people, or a number of those same folks, with those same injuries, and it just broke my heart. It just broke my heart. So, today I give up on this subject, but I beg you, mothers and fathers, please, please don't send your babies to war anymore. Think about it for just a minute. I mean, look at the United States. How much money they put into their defense budget, and how many frickin' people are going hungry in this country, in the United States of America. How many people are going hungry, and we're spending how much on a defense budget, and for what? For what? Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be soldiers. That's all I can say. Just don't do it. I mean, hey, what are the governments going to do if we as mothers and fathers stand up to them and say, no, I will not allow my baby to go to war. If you want to fight a war, get your ass on the plane and you fly over there and fight that frickin' war. How about that? Leave our babies alone. And if it gets down to a national emergency, do not think that we will not support our countries. Do not think that we will not defend our country. But just to fight a war, just to be fighting, this is insane. We have to stop this crap. And the only way I can see to stop it is for people like me to start talking about it. Start asking you and begging you, please, don't let your babies fight those wars anymore. That's right. So just don't do it. What are they going to do to us? If everybody says no, what are they going to do to us? They're going to lock us up? They're going to start shooting us with their military? Come on. You know what? The military, they're going to use the military against us? It might work for a while, but sooner or later, those people in the military are going to start saying, hey, these are our families and our friends. I'm not going in and shooting my family and friends. I'm not shooting my fellow Americans or my fellow countrymen, whatever country you're in. Sooner or later, they're going to quit doing it. So, okay, just don't let your babies grow up to be soldiers, man. That's all I'm asking right now. That's all I'm asking right now. But I want to move on from this and talk about, is it true that our economy is in such dire straits? Think about it just a minute. Think about it. Where does our money come from? Oh, let's see. It comes from central banks. And what do? They print money, and every dollar that they print, they loan to our government. They loan it. Then we, the taxpayers, have to pay it back. Do you know how bad it is right now? It is so bad that if everybody in the United States of America paid 100% of their salary, of their income, to the government to reduce our debt, it would not pay off the debt. It would hardly pay the interest on the frickin' debt. So what do we do about that? Well, what do you think about it? Maybe it's time to rethink this and get rid of the central banks. The central banks are monsters all around the world. All around the world, they're monsters. I mean, come on, there's some really smart people on this planet right now. Some really smart people. We don't have to take this anymore. We don't have to do this stupid stuff. But we do have to stand up and say, we're not taking it anymore. We're not doing it your way. We've seen it your way, and that's not working. Y'all have sold us down the river, and we are taking our countries back. That's it. Let's get a new economy going. You know, right here in the United States, I'm going to tell you, there are communities around the United States that are already starting their own systems, their own money systems, so that in case everything else breaks down, at least locally, you'll be able to trade because they have a currency. They have a local currency. Not a bad idea, but come on, we can think of better ways than central banks to do this. And what happens if that central bank collapses? What happens then? Well, you know, if we don't start looking out for ourselves, pretty soon I think we're going to find out. I mean, all of the experts tell us that we're going to find out what's going to happen if we don't get rid of these central banks. Pretty scary stuff, folks. Start protecting yourself. Start saving your babies. Start investing in real assets. Let the funny stuff like cash, let them have all the cash they want. Let them have their credit cards back and deal in something that's real, like gold, silver. Hey, collect copper or real estate. Something that's real. Something that is not bogus. Come on, look at a U.S. dollar. What does it say on there? What does it say on the U.S. dollar now? It doesn't say silver certificate like it used to say. And I know a lot of my listeners aren't even old enough to understand that. This is a Federal Reserve note. It is backed by the Federal Reserve. And I'm going to tell you, you take this into the bank and tell them you'd like to have gold or silver for this, and they're just going to laugh at you. They go, you got paper, and that's all you get. They're just going to laugh at you. I remember, I'm old enough to remember, and a lot of you listeners are old enough to remember, we used to get silver certificates. They were redeemable in silver. Not anymore, my friends. Oh, well, ranted on long enough. Stay with me. Stay with me and meditate with me. And let's end the wars. Meditation coming up right now. Hey, here's what I want you to do. Do not take my word for this. Check it out. Check it out. Question everything. And the truth is out there. I'm telling you, the truth is out there, and you can find the truth. But you do have to put some effort into it. You'll have to look for it sometimes, because it just ain't going to jump up and bite you in the butt. Maybe it will. More than likely, you're going to have to do some searching, and you're going to have to find it on your own. So, meditate with me, will you please? This is Akasha Shabakan. Peace, my brothers. Thank you.